USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro said that he's tested positive for the coronavirus after months of downplaying its severity while deaths mounted rapidly inside the country. The 65-year-old right-wing populist, who has been known to mingle in crowds without covering his face, confirmed the results while wearing a mask and speaking to reporters. He did say he is taking hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malaria drug that he, like President Donald Trump, has been promoting. Brazil is the world's sixth biggest nation. It's also one of the outbreak's most lethal hotspots. More than 65,000 Brazilians have died of COVID-19, and over 1.5 million have been infected. Both numbers are the world's second highest totals, behind those of the United States. Other world leaders who have had bouts with COVID-19 include British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain's Prince Charles, Prince Albert II of Monaco, and Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Florida issued an emergency order requiring all brick-and-mortar schools to reopen full-time starting next month, even as the state is now one of the nation's hotspots for the coronavirus. Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran said the order is that Florida schools must be open at least 5 days per week for all students and provide all services required by law, including in-person instruction. And President Donald Trump has weighed in on opening schools.
We want to reopen the schools. Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
House Democrats unveiled their $694 billion defense funding bill, which includes money to be allocated for renaming military bases named after Confederate leaders. The bill's price tag is an increase of $1.3 billion over fiscal year 2020, but $3.7 billion below the White House's request. President Trump has threatened to veto the spending bill if it includes the provision for changing the names of the military bases. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Donald Trump's niece offers a scathing portrayal of her uncle in a new book, blaming a toxic family for raising a narcissistic, damaged man who poses an immediate danger to the public. Mary L. Trump, a psychologist, writes that Trump's reelection would be catastrophic and that lying and playing to the lowest common denominator, cheating and sowing division, are the only things he knows. The book is called Too Much and Never Enough: How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. Mary Trump is the daughter of Trump's elder brother, Fred Jr., who died after a struggle with alcoholism in 1981. Publisher Simon & Schuster announced that it would be publishing the book 2 weeks early on July 14th, after a New York appellate court cleared the way for the book's publication following a legal challenge. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany slammed the book, saying its ridiculous, absurd accusations have absolutely no bearing in truth. The Republican National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida this August will include daily coronavirus tests and temperature checks for all attendees. President Trump will be accepting the Republican nomination at an arena that holds 15,000 people despite concerns about the spread of the virus in enclosed spaces and the recent spike in cases in several states, including Florida. The venue for the president's speech was relocated to Jacksonville in June after disagreements over how to host the event derailed plans to have it in North Carolina. The official business of the convention is still set to take place in Charlotte. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.